though, I'm telling you right now, it's not too late to get out there, get a gift, get it home, and get it to your spouse, whether it's your lady or your man's. It doesn't matter. You can go ahead and go get something right now. Kroger's open. Swing by Kroger. Snag some candy. Snag a little statue that says, I love you. You know what I meant? And I meant to bring it in here with me today. My wife got me for Valentine's a Lego puppy. Yes, you heard me say it right. It's a Lego puppy. It's a little Lego puppy that barely fits in your palm of your hand. And it's sitting there with these little doughy eyes. And it's holding a little heart, and it's got two little flowers on the sides. Now, is it very masculine? Nope. But do I love it? Yep. It's cute as can be, man. Y'all tap into that cuteness. Take you a long ways in life. Get a little cuter. Don't be so masculine. Be all hard all the time. Huh? Here you go, honey. Here's your Craftsman wrench. Happy Valentine's Day. Now get out there and fix the truck. No, no, no. That's not how it works, guys. It's not how it works at all, at least most of the time. Now, am I stereotyping? Yes, I'm stereotyping, but that's okay. It's Valentine's. Valentine's is one big stereotype. Teddy bears and chocolates and little naked dudes with bows with hearts for tips on their arrows. Bling. Did you get hit in the ass today with a dart? Nothing makes you say I love you more than an arrow in the ass. That's always great. Yep. Oh, I love you. I love you too, baby. Thanks for thinking of me. I really appreciate it. Oh, well, there's my Valentine rant. My Valentine's present is cooking. I can smell it now. Smells delicious. I cannot wait to have our Valentine seafood feast. I mentioned it yesterday. It's going to be delicious. My mouth is watering in anticipation of the sweet crab legs dipped in rich butter sauce. It's going to be delicious. Yes, it is. I cannot wait. And that's why I guess I'm doing all these stupid voices tonight, because I'm excited. You guys excited? Anybody here with me right now? Let's see. Let's take a look. Oh, shnikes, I've got some people watching. Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Man, I just came off of a podcast, and it was amazing. I was the guest. How much awesome is there in one night where I can be a guest on a podcast? It's just an honor to even be asked to be on a podcast, much less be on a podcast where I'm supposed to be a subject matter expert. Guess they lowered the bar on those standards. But no, man, it's a podcast called Impact Heroes, where the host tries to make an impact with his audience on a variety of topics, but mostly the topics are all about finding your inner self and tapping into that person and being your true authentic self, which is something that I preach all the time as well, which may be why he invited me on his podcast, was to give that very same message. And man, I got to tell you, that's why I started podcasting. I wanted a creative outlook, an outlet, not an outlook, because I always have a creative outlook. I wanted to be able to say what I want to say. I wanted to be able to do what I want to do, and I wanted to be who I want to be. And I did not want to have any repercussions fall in place because of that. And I thought, wow, podcast, I can do that. I can say whatever I want, not get in trouble. That's wrong. You know, and that's what so many people, I think today it's so easy to get caught up in the whole, I'm not a fan of all of the PC culture and saying this is appropriate, not saying that's appropriate. I'm a big believer in just speaking. I don't know why everybody has to take offense to every little thing or even create a scenario where now suddenly X is offensive or Y is offensive. Hopefully no one out there is purporting that X's and Y's are both good, because there's inevitably one of them is bad. I mean, I'm just telling you that right now. I personally kind of like the Y. Now, why do I like Y? Well, I don't like X. So X is inappropriate. Another tangent, sorry. But no, seriously, I started a podcast because I wanted to be able to speak to people. I wanted to be able to talk. I wanted to be able to say what I want to say. And in my first podcast, I did just that. And I quickly learned that although you have the right to say whatever it is you want to say, you also have the right to be judged by what you say. And I found that certain people of influence in my life did not jive with what I had to say. And they let me know in no uncertain terms. Now, they didn't tell me to stop doing that podcast, but they did tell me that I was a horrible representation of humanity and that I should kill me. No, they didn't say that. They said that I should definitely take into consideration the impact that it's having and the outward appearance that it's presenting. And I sit back and I go, man, it's interesting because I've had the last two podcasts. As I just mentioned, I was on a podcast and last night I had a podcast with someone and their entire philosophy revolves around, if you can't be yourself, well, fuck it. And I agree with that to a certain degree. I want to be myself. I want to say what I want to say. I want to do what I want to do. But am I willing to pay the price for doing that? And no matter what venue you're in or what avenue you're pursuing, there's always a price. Always a price. Now, I'm thankful that I paid the price for the first podcast because it brought me to Readily Random. And it brought me to the creation of a podcast that has a much more positive impact on society. And it really kind of dawned on me just in the past hour and a half while I was on that podcast, the impact that your podcast or your show or your message or your brand or just the way you live your life can have a tremendous impact on everything and everyone around you. I know there's a lot of people out there that want to start a podcast. They're afraid to start a podcast. They're afraid that somebody's going to say, what are you doing that for? Who do you think you are? You can't do that. No, that's wrong. That's so stupid. Who in the world made you think you could do that? But the thing is, anybody can do it. You really can. You really can. You know, I mentioned, I think I've said before that you just have to know just more than the person listening to you for you to be the subject matter expert. Last night, I had my guest take that to the next level and say that he mentioned that if you read 5 books on the same topic, then you know more than 98% of the people that discuss that topic. 5 books. When's the last time you read 5 books about anything? I've definitely read 5 books on podcasting. Does that make me a podcast expert? I don't know. Does it? I know a lot of podcasters that destroy my numbers. Their downloads are light years ahead of mine. Does that make them a better podcaster than me? Does that make them a better podcasting coach? Does that put them in more of a position to discuss podcasting? I don't know. Is that for me to answer? Is that for others to answer by either taking my advice or going, Larry, you're stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. And taking old Joe Smith's advice over there. Am I worried about that? No. Am I lying? Yes. I worry about it every day. I worry about it every day, every minute, every second that I put content out on the interwebs, on YouTube, and I still haven't done TikTok. You know why? Because I'm scared to do it. I'm scared a 47-year-old man putting himself on TikTok is going to be looked at and laughed off the planet. Guess what? So far, it's winning because I haven't done it. But I did start doing these. I did start doing Facebook Lives every night. Try every night. You know, I think I skipped last weekend. But Monday through Friday, you can bet I'm going to be here 6 o'clock unless I have a podcast. Then I'll be here at 7. Unless I have 2 podcasts, then I'll be here at 8. But I'm going to be here. That's the bottom line. And that's kind of the takeaway for today is just get your message out there. It's meant for someone. Who? I don't know. Do you know? No, you probably don't. You may reach somebody that you had no idea that was even within your grasp. But you'll never reach them if you don't take that step and start your podcast or start your YouTube channel or start your book, start your blog, start your anything. Just do it. If you want to do it, do it. The only person stopping you is, you. And on that note, I'm out. Oh, yeah. Soapbox day, baby.
It was Soapbox day.
Thank y'all so much for being here. I appreciate it. And we'll do it again maybe tomorrow. It's Saturday, so we'll see. Turn on your notifications and you'll know. You don't have to worry about it. You'll just be like, oh, Larry's live. See ya.